Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. But Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters saying some narrow issues remain to be resolved.
And in the next days, our experts will be meeting here in Geneva to conclude the few remaining technical issues and to move forward in order to take the steps necessary to build the confidence to overcome the deep mistrust that does exist on all sides.
Meantime, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa, part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and siege that left the community in ruins. A car bomb blast on Friday in southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounded scores of others. Turkish authorities are vowing to retaliate. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the state-run news agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. Somali security forces say they have ended that deadly siege on a beachfront resort in the capital, with at least 7 dead, they said there, as well as 2 assailants. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility almost immediately after that attack. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is waging a campaign to try to overthrow the Somali government in Mogadishu. This is VOA News.